The cinder blocks have been flaking away far longer than anyone can recall or even care. Small piles of white-gray dust lie on the ground around the perimeter of the little building. He doesn't care. It is ideal. He found it entirely by accident right after he arrived in town a couple of months before. He has been traveling for weeks and needs a place to call home base while he scouts the area. He's been driving around, trying to find an address posted in an ad for an entirely different property, when he sees the "for rent or lease" sign hanging on the chain-link fence. The sign is old, the building's even older, but it looks perfect, located, as it is, in an industrial neighborhood in the Potrero Hill area, on the east side of town, not far from the piers on the bay. Mission Bay and Potrero Hill had been gentrified, a fancy word for trendy and expensive, but this area, called Dogpatch, is still cheap. After he calls the number on the sign, Mr. Osborne, the owner of the place, comes to show it to him. It is a standalone building with two large garage doors, a parking area, and a small living area in the rear.
"My old man had a towing business," Osborne explains. "I worked for him for a while, after school and over summers. He used this lot here to store cars and then used those two bays in the front building to do some minor repairs. He even set up this apartment in the back and lived there for a while when he was younger. San Francisco rents were high even back then. Then he met my mother, and she didn't want anything to do with living in a garage."
Talkative old guy, Osborne.
"I even lived here for a while myself, after I moved out of my folks' place. But when I met my wife, may she rest in peace, she didn't want to live here either. I guess women are funny that way."
"Yeah, I suppose they are," he replies with a slight smile, hoping that would help move Osborne to the possibility of a moment of silence.
"Anyway," Osborne continues unfazed, "with all the homeless people showing up in the city, I've been kind of worried about this place. I want to have it occupied. So, what do you think?"
He looks around. This location on Illinois Street is isolated and private. The two bays would easily accommodate his two vans, and the chain-link fence around the property speaks for itself. Keep out.
"I think it'll be a good home base for me and my business," he says.
"Oh? What kind of business are you in?"
"I'm starting a painting business. I've got a couple of jobs lined up so far, and if they go well, I may even add an employee."
They agree on a price, and he counts out 3 months' rent, in cash, into Osborne's gnarled hands. He moves in that night, experiencing that feeling, a combination of nervous anticipation and excitement, almost tingly. He gets that feeling every time he moves into a new place, wondering just who and what the area has to offer. Now he is looking forward to something new, while making sure he doesn't leave any evidence behind. The neighborhood is perfect, virtually empty at night and occupied daily by blue-collar workers coming in for their day jobs. No clubs or bars means no nighttime foot traffic. There are a couple of restaurants that cater to the breakfast, lunch, and maybe early dinner or beer crowd, then on the road home. It is buttoned up by 8 p.m.